Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Everything's fine. He's just fine. Why do you keep bringing it up? Why? Every time he can't pronounce something, every time he doesn't remember something, why do you keep bringing it up? Because it's daily? Oh, well, that's a fine reason. Tony Katz at 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Primaries yesterday. Do they matter? It's Trump, Biden. Until, of course, they replace Biden on the ticket. But until then, it is Trump, Biden. I will note, only because it's worth noting, Nikki Haley got 161,000 votes in Ohio. 14% of the vote. Trump got 79.2%. I'm just noticing she got 161,000 votes. I think that's high for somebody who's no longer in the race and hasn't been for over a week. I think it's interesting that Nikki Haley got more votes in Arizona, 108,000, than she got in Illinois, 84,000. More in Arizona than Illinois? I think that's interesting. I have no idea if anybody will be like, okay, this has a connectivity point. I'm just noticing what I'm noticing. What I'm also noticing is that Moreno comes out on top in that race for the Senate position for the Republicans. Some people saying this is, of course, a Trump-backed guy. And some people saying this is a massive mistake. And it's going to be a very heavy lift to take that seat from Democrat Sherrod Brown. I don't have an expertise in Ohio politics to know. There's going to be a lot of studying that takes place over the next couple months. The guy he was really running against is a guy by the name of Matt Dolan, a state senator, who was a critic of Trump. And, well, that can do you in. Moreno got 50.5% of the votes. Keep an eye on that race. Because this is more than about, you know, Trump backed. This is about winning the Senate. And have we put ourselves in a place to actually win? Because it's about more than the presidency. Political right should be thinking this way. Sadly, it's very obvious that there are large swaths of the base that don't. They don't think this way in the slightest. They don't. It's like they don't care. It's Trump or nothing, and nothing else matters. Well, many other things matter. An absolute great number of things matter. So with that, there's the latest. The primaries that took place in Ohio, Illinois, Kansas, Arizona, and Florida doesn't really change a thing on the presidential side. Not a thing in any way. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
So, Senator, what responsibility do you think the Biden administration bears for what happened?
So, I think it is absolutely unrealistic to believe that in the face of the unplanned, unanticipated overnight collapse of the Afghan government and the Afghan military, that we were going to be able to withdraw American forces, American personnel, and friends of America in an orderly manner. I weep at the scenes from that withdrawal. I still grieve for the Americans that we lost. But after the Afghan government abandoned post virtually overnight, there was going to be no way for us to conduct that withdrawal in a means that didn't involve some amount of chaos. And
with all due respect, Senator Chris Murphy is just terrible. I weep for the loss because of how we evacuated Afghanistan, how we left Americans and Afghans who had helped us for dead, how 13 soldiers, service members, got killed by a suicide bomber because we're incompetent. I weep. And I don't think he weeps that much. I honestly don't think he's doing that much weeping. I think it might all be a ruse. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. These people. Good Lord. They are just absolutely terrible. They're terrible. You can't blame Joe Biden, but you had no problem blaming Donald Trump. Why? If this is just the way it is, if this is just war and war is hell and all that, okay. All right, well then say the words. That's all you got to do. Just say the words. But if we're now going to find that there is blame that can be put out there, well, then let's go already. Just blame your guy. He failed. He failed. He's an absolute failure. That's all. Simple stuff. If it helps, I blame him. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't help. Maybe it doesn't help at all. But if it does, just in case it does, I blame him completely. No, doesn't help. I thought it might help. I thought it might make a difference. Okay, fine. We'll move on. It's a remarkable thing, though, to hear the level of defense. Why not say, yes, it was terrible, and yes, there should be an investigation, and yes, some people have to lose their job. Why can't anybody just lose their job? I'm on the political right. You know this. I've come across Republicans who are like, that's a guy who shouldn't have a job anymore. I have come across Republicans where I have said, you know what? That guy should not be here any longer. We should do something about this. Have I or have I not said that Diego Morales, the Secretary of State, there is no way that guy could get reelected? You hire your brother-in-law? Dude, gotta go. That's it. Nothing else to discuss. Nothing else matters. He just has to go. That's all. I didn't think that was a radical position. There are no Democrats who ever have to go? Come now, of course there are. Of course there are some Democrats who have to go. I figured that was just an easy one. Not for these people. But that's not the story of the day. That is not the story of the day, and that just outright madness that's taken place. Now, the story of the day... Well, it might not be the story of the day, but I certainly paid attention to it when I saw it, was the once again more data that shows that COVID came from a lab. It's another day, another example of COVID coming from a lab, which really gets people worked up. They simply can't accept the idea that this is taking place, that this is happening. I don't know why. I mean, it's clearly possible. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to say possible. I'm just going to go, yep. I'm just going to say, definitely. No question. Yes. That is correct, sir. That's what happened. So the latest is that there's a journal called Risk Analysis. And the results from their looking, a greater likelihood of an unnatural than natural origin of the virus. Of course, we've had this conversation numerous times. This idea that COVID magically appeared, magically came from a what they call a wet market. These unregulated and very, very disgusting, and I don't mind something being unregulated, I mind disgusting, marketplaces. Cultural, sure, but still, something can be cultural and completely unhealthy all at the same time. That it just simply jumped to humans from these wet markets, from bats, other things. That's an interesting theory, but in this same town of Wuhan is the Wuhan Virology Lab, where the scientists were working on bat viruses and coronaviruses and working on gain-of-function research, meaning how can these viruses build? Turns out the United States, through the NIH, through Fauci, through a group called EcoHealth Alliance, we're actually funding this kind of gain-of-function research, which is madness. Why would you fund anything in China? Well, you want to keep an eye on what it is they're doing. You know, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer kind of thing. Nah, I don't think these guys were that patriotic. You funded gain-of-function research. You're out of your skull. You funded the Communist Chinese Party. And because they're communists, which means by nature they're incompetent, the only thing they know how to do well is kill people. The only thing communists know how to do well is kill people. Just ask Stalin or Lenin. It's the only thing they're good at. And then the virus leaked, and instead of warning the world, what they did is they said, "Hey, we should tell no one." And that's what they did. They told no one, and they said, "We don't care who dies. We don't care what happens to the people." That is the story and the origins of COVID. And there is no doubt in anyone's rational mind that this came from a lab. Which means, of course, China is to blame, because they are to blame. And we should say so. And then we should charge them, you know, for the damage.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
So admittedly, these 30 days that I'm in, there's a crazy amount of travel. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. The unexpected was the Israel trip. right? Going there, and by the way, all the videos, if you follow WIBC on YouTube or you go to Tony Katz at WIBC.com, you can see all the videos, and there's still more coming. There are things that we haven't even edited yet that I plan on working on this weekend, even though this weekend I'm going to be in Las Vegas. The Cigar Trade Show is going on, and I will be in Las Vegas, and I want you to know I suffer for you. I suffer for you. As I've said, I've got five reservations set. I'm there for three nights. I'm ready. I'm good. And then I'm back for like a week. And then I'm at a conference in Georgia. After that, I don't go anywhere. I don't leave. I actually said, you know, a lot of people go on summer vacations, and I looked at the family and I said, this is not happening. This is it. It's radio money. This is not happening. We're not going. But I am. I'm booking a flight right now, which I should have done, admittedly, like 2 months ago. 2 months ago, I thought it was expensive, but I thought maybe the family was coming with me. You know, I thought there'd be a whole bunch of things going on. I don't know how people afford to fly. They tell me that airline travel is up. But good gosh, like I'm going for business reasons. Israel was, don't get me wrong, I wanted to bear witness, but we can argue there was a business reason to go. I wanted to bring things back. You had to be where it was. Vegas, as much fun as can be had, it's a business reason. I do this show, eat, drink, smoke, it's a business reason. Holy mackerel. I don't know how people do this. I'm trying to pick the destination. I'm going to Savannah. And I'm looking at the prices, and it's mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. So again, I will say, if anybody has a private plane, private jet, I would think by this time we're friends, and I'd appreciate that. I would appreciate that greatly, because this is nuts. And if you've got hacks, I'm all in. I am all in on the hacks, because nothing I'm doing is working, which is mostly just screaming, why is it so expensive? And then just gently sobbing to myself. Doesn't seem to be bringing down any prices at all. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
By the way, I booked my ticket. Right there. Right there where we were just chatting. Technology is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. So it's been a back and forth about what Texas can do. Texas wants to be able to arrest and deport migrants. Texas is saying that the good people there in the federal government aren't doing their job. They have a responsibility to protect the citizens. They're going to do just that. So they're saying they have the ability to engage in arrests, and they have the ability to send people back. This, of course, got blocked by courts until it gets to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court looks at this and says, well, yeah, you can do this. It's okay. You are absolutely capable of doing this. Go right ahead. enter the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, which has said, you know what? Maybe not. And people say to themselves, whoa, 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 and whoa, exactly who is the, who is the Fifth Circuit to decide what it is that can happen here? The Supreme Court said it could happen. The Fifth Circuit doesn't outweigh the Supreme Court, if only because the Supreme Court is actually written to the Constitution, and the Fifth Circuit wasn't even a dream of the Founding Fathers. Well, if we take a look at how these things get argued, the Supreme Court says, we took a look at this case. We think you can do this. Have a nice day. They, of course, want to say the conservative majority. You mean the justices who actually believe in the law? Okay, great. See how I did that? You want to do the word manipulation, guys, all day. All day. I can get as Orwellian as the next guy. Although I admit some of you progressives really good at this. When that happens, when what usually the court says, it'll send it back down to a lower court to, remand it to the lower court to basically have them look at it with our stipulations, with our guidelines. So the Fifth Circuit has said, yeah, we're still going to block this. One could argue because, well, we need to take a look at what the Supreme Court said and really understand how to make this work. But until we have an understanding, you can't go about making arrests and engaging in deportations. The law in Texas makes it a crime for migrants to illegally cross the border and allows Texas officials to deport quote-unquote undocumented individuals. That's how it's written. You mean illegal immigrants. That's right. Not playing the word game. Again. So the case now leads us to a place where we are once again in this kind of limbo with what Texas can do. I believe that immigration is the purview of the president. What I like at what Texas is doing here is that they are once again, just like when they moved these illegal immigrants to New York, Chicago, etc., they're making America aware of the lack of action from the president and from Congress. This is good. In their disagreements, you have both Ketanji Brown Jackson and you have Sonia Sotomayor, both in levels of disagreement with the others, saying that this is going to create further chaos and crisis in immigration enforcement. This is what they state. This law will disrupt sensitive foreign relations, frustrate the protection of individuals fleeing persecution, hamper active federal law enforcement efforts, undermine federal agencies' ability to detect and monitor imminent security threats, and deter non-citizens from reporting abuse or trafficking. None of that seems to me to be a legal reason why Texas can't. That seems to be a political reason why Texas shouldn't. And that is why Sonia Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson are bad justices, because that's not their job. Do you know how little I care about their personal opinions? You think I care about John Roberts' personal opinions? Kavanaugh's? Gorsuch's? You think, honestly, I like Clarence Thomas. You think I care about his personal opinion? Alito? I don't care at all. What I care is that we have rulings based on what the Constitution actually says and what it doesn't say, not based on feelings. I don't care about Ketanji Brown's feelings at all. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's feelings are for her, not for a dissent. It will disrupt sensitive foreign relations. Prove that. But since you're not responsible for foreign relations, that's not your problem. Do they have the legal right to do it? Yes or no? And everything else, could you just be quiet? That is true for all nine justices. Now, there's a story within the story, which is that Mexico has come out to say, yeah, we're not taking these people. I don't give a damn what Mexico says. Here you go. Here you go. We will land airplanes in empty fields, let people out, and take off. Bye. You won't take them back? When do we start accepting the fact that Mexico is not a friend? Mexico is not a friend. Then again, we have a somebody in office who has no interest in actually doing something about the border. So one could argue that Joe Biden is not a friend either. And now I'm hearing there is talk, and Democrats are, of course, opposed to this because we're not going to loan money to Ukraine. We're just going to give it to them. That this funding for Ukraine might still happen without a dollar going to further help the border. With friends like this, which is to say we don't have friends, we continue to harm ourselves. Texas is trying to do something, and the courts keep saying, but we know better. We'll see what happens with the Fifth Circuit and whether they get a smackdown from the Supreme Court. Right now, Matt Bear has traffic.
Northbound 65 slows from the north split out to Meridian Pit, and northbound 465 still a little bit slow. It's improved from South Shadlet up to Brookville Road and a little bit beyond, but you still have company as you make your way through there. Northbound 37 construction zone, so we're stepping.